This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanz.com/yum for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and this is episode 967 of this show. No BS Job Search Advice Radio is the number one show in iTunes for episodes, and my other show, which is called Job Search Radio, is number two. This year on this show, I focused in on interviewing. My other show, Job Search Radio, has covered all the other subjects. And between the two, there are over 1,500 episodes related to job hunting. Listen to the material. It is great stuff. And today's show is focused in on the importance of practice. And I tell a story about a chiropractor I coach that he learned the lesson of practice as part of his job search. Hope you find this helpful, and I want to encourage you. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. After all, my network is probably much bigger than yours. I was LinkedIn member 7653, just to give you a perspective. And connecting with me will give you access to far more people as level two connections. And if you'd like to get more information, you know, delivered to you through Facebook, I put out more during the day than just simply the podcasts. Go to facebook.com/NoBSCoachingAdvice. And you know, as you visit the site, there'll be more information delivered to you regularly. And now, let's get going. Interview preparation makes a big difference. I just want to tell you a story of someone I've been coaching recently. Chiropractor moving from one state to another. Smart guy, looks well, but you know, he's not a job hunter by profession. He's a chiropractor. So we've spent some time coaching. He's watched a bunch of my videos. And you know, we spoke before his two interviews yesterday. One was an interview with a practice owner. The other one was an informational interview. Practice owner, typical chiropractic interview. Talk with the person, follows them around for a while, they have lunch, you know, nice time, they invite them back for another day of following around, chat, that sort of thing. The other one is an informational interview where he's meeting a practice head and trying to get advice from them. Here's what he learned. First of all, number one is the notion of equaling the power differential is really important. You want them to not feel like they're the superior and you're the potential subordinate. You want to be talking one human being to another. But the big thing he picked up on is how he got signals from the practice head about maybe this wasn't a practice that was well structured yet or not that successful yet and was making mistakes that signaled potential problems. Wouldn't you like to know that? And the big reason that he was able to pick up on this is the interviewing had become second nature for him from the practicing that he had done before the interview. Watching my stuff, listening to it, practicing it, allowed him to not be focused on his answers because they'd become second nature to him. He was able to focus on the person interviewing him. On the informational interview, he already knew that the person had hired someone, but he was able to get a referral to someone else who was hiring, who's actually a bigger name chiropractor. So, you know, when push comes to shove, it is so important to be practiced, to be prepared, and to not just simply wing it on your interviews. And I hope you take this lesson to heart and act on it.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.